Blog Talk Radio.
Being here. This is Cynthia Fontaine, the spirit guru and Rhode Island psychic medium and master healer. So happy that you're joining me. I see so many of you live. Oh, my connection was lost on Believe TV. Going to reconnect there. Hopefully that, yikes. Okay. Trying this again. I'm doing a, okay, let me know, you guys, if I'm back. The connection was lost, and I just want to make sure that I am still on live now, because I can't tell if I'm streaming or not. So if you somebody can type in the chat, that would be awesome, because it said my connection was lost. I am also broadcasting simultaneously in the Blog Talk Radio studio, as well as live on Facebook, and I'm back. Okay, thanks, Marianne. and live streaming on YouTube all simultaneously at the same time. I've been trying to sort this out for weeks, and it seems like it may finally be working. So technology is wonderful when it works, and it's even better when you know how to work it. Good morning, Guinevere. Good morning, Marianne, Fatima, Sophia, Lucinda. So nice to see you guys here in the Facebook chat. Thank you. Hope I'm okay. Yes, thanks. Thank you so much, Fatima. So for those of you who are in school with me or in class, I have a class that began 2 weeks ago called Your Secret Life Code. And we've only had one class so far, so it's actually not too late to get into the class if you're interested. I can send you the recording from the first class, which was an overview of the next 5 weeks that we'll spend together. So I actually had to cancel my class on Thursday night because I ended up in the emergency room. And that's today's subject about feeling burnt out and time for radical self-care is all about. And, you know, we tend to, particularly as women, and if you are tuning in to me, you guys are probably some type of empath or some type of healer. You know, you most likely have a lot of sensitivities, and you very much probably are a caregiver for others in some way. Even if it's not like a full-time caregiver, but you want to take care of people, you want to help people, you want to do good. Typically, people who follow me are people, you know, that fit into that category. So, you know, it's, you guys have heard me talk about if you've been tuning in the last couple of months, and you know that I was off the air for the better part of the summer because, oh, that's so funny. Weird. I just noticed my pumpkin was turned around, and that is so weird because I don't know how that turned around. It was facing this way, and I'm trying to see if my chair could have moved it, and it could not have moved it. Okay, so obviously we have some spirit guests with us today because that pumpkin was facing, so you guys can see it, and not only did it move, but it pushed the sea glass and the shells. All right, that is weird. I'm going to have to see if that's on video when I watch later because that's crazy. Good morning, Lisa, by Grace Go I. Yeah, so thank you. Good day, Cynthia. Yes, it is a good day, right? So I'm still not 100%. I did go to a Halloween party last night, and I probably ate things I shouldn't have eaten. I should have stuck with just clear broth, but that's hard when you're at a party. You guys know, you know, you've been following me that I've had some family issues going on now for about 6 months. And prior to that, I had a lot of things on my plate trying to find a place to live because the condo that I had rented for almost 7 years had been sold a couple of years ago, and the new owner didn't take care of the property and didn't maintain anything. And there was a huge problem with the septic. Anyway, I had to find another place to live and looked for a rental for about 4 months, maybe almost 5 months. Yeah, 4 months, a solid 4 months. And could not find something under $2,000 where I could have the dog. So then a friend of mine said, who was a realtor, said, well, why don't you see if you can get a mortgage? You know, she said, I'm sure you'll qualify. And, you know, I had mixed feelings about that because I have owned a house on my own before, and it's a lot of work, and I wasn't really sure that I was ready to take that on again. But my youngest child, my daughter Ryan, is 26, almost 27. You know, so when I sat down and talked with her about it, she was keen on the idea of owning a house again. Because, you know, she was in college when I went to the condo. And, you know, she came with me, but, you know, when she was in college, when we moved from the house that I had owned previously. So that now went in from looking for a rental to now looking for a house, which I thought was not going to be so difficult. But it turned out to be extremely difficult, and it took 3 months of solid full-time house hunting. And the paperwork that you have to do now to get a mortgage, oh my God, it's ridiculous. You basically have to give them everything for the last, God, I don't know how many years it was, like 4 years, 5 years, tax returns, pay stubs, bank account, every single bank account, you know, just business stuff, and you know, it was really crazy, really, really crazy. It's a good day to have a good day, people. Yay. So anyhow, and we had put offers in on 5 houses. The first one we missed out by $500. And then we had put several more in on other properties. And one property I really liked, but when we had put an offer in on that, the people came back with a counteroffer $22,000 higher, which was absolutely ridiculous. But anyhow, and it had to do with the solar panels, and which they were supposed to be included in the sale. And then anyway, long story short, 3 weeks later, they came back and wanted to renegotiate. They wanted to reconsider. So we went back to the table with them, and we came to an agreement after back and forth for several days, and we sent the signed purchase and sale, and then we waited, and we waited, and we waited. And then, you know, my realtor finally was like, we need the purchase and sale signed because we need to get the bank rolling and get the closing date all set. And they came back the next day and said, oh, no, sorry, we sold it to somebody else. We got a better offer and we're under contract with someone else. At that point, we had 5 weeks left to find a house to buy, get the closing done, and move. And then, we find a house a week later, and put an offer in. Go back and forth a little bit, negotiate. The woman accepts the offer, and then we're rolling. Well, the day after we signed the purchase and sale, the agent came back and said, "Oh, gee, you know, my aunt." She was telling me that there used to be gasoline on the property, gas, and I thought she meant it was propane, but it was actually gas. It had been a general store, and they had a service station that sold gasoline for cars. So now that opened a whole can of worms. We had to do soil testing, and they not only sold gas, but they sold oil, and not like we buy oil today. You know, in the little plastic can containers, you go to AutoZone or whatever car store, O'Reilly's, and buy your little can of oil to put in your car when it needs oil. No, it was a big tank in the field, and you would that had a spigot, and they would come and they'd fill up your oil can. So that we had that to deal with. And then there was a question with the well being not quite and not being whether it was good, whether it was bad. And then the water heat. So it was a lot of jumping through hoops then for the next 2 weeks to try to figure out if this property had contamination, hydrocarbon, is it petrochemical contamination? I guess it is. And thankfully, the soil testing all came back fine, which is great. So that meant like the underground gas tank had been removed in the early 70s. That means that it hadn't leaked while it was in the soil, which is good. And that, you know, that they were careful with the oil in the field where, you know, it wasn't spillovers or whatever. So then that rolled into firing my mortgage company 2 weeks before the closing, because they came back with closing costs about $5,000 more than they had promised. The mortgage broker was on vacation and didn't want to answer my questions. And his supervisor couldn't answer my questions. So it went from that. And then the movers, damn it, they broke my daughter's bed, my great aunt's cedar wardrobe. They stole my jewelry. You know, it was like one thing after another. And then 4 days after moving in, my dad lands in the ER. And that started a whole 5-6 months of him in and out of the hospital and in and out of the nursing home because he wasn't able to be at home. He would call me to take him to the hospital because his wife would get mad at him. That's a long story. But anyway, so 11 emergency room visits in 13 weeks. And a few days after that cycle started, my brother got himself into a situation, and I became power of attorney for my brother, for medical, for basically his whole life. And I've been dealing with that since the beginning of May. And so when I get stressed out, it hits me in the gut. I have four planets in Virgo. And Virgos, it hits your digestion. And it certainly hit my digestion. I've had diverticulitis for many years, and I'm just laying it out on the table for you guys here today. Because, I've pulled cards before the coming live and about what, you know, I pulled cards about what subject to talk about today because it's Halloween week. You know, and we love Halloween and talking about Halloween and talking to our loved ones on the other side and so forth. But the card said not the day to talk about that. So I thought that was pretty interesting. And it was clear today is the day to talk about burnout, right? And radical time for self-care for yourself. The blog in the Blog Talk Radio studio, how I captioned it was taking care of business, everyone else's business, taking care of everyone else in your life and feeling burned out or even sick, putting everyone else on the list. Not anymore. It's time for you to put your own oxygen mask on. So join me today for your oxygen mask. So that's what we're doing today. We're talking about your oxygen mask and what is it? Right. And when do you need to put it on? Because, I just kept going and going and going. And not only did my clients and business suffer because I was, you know, full time in for the last year, really. Right. With house situation, then with family stuff. And so, again, not only has it affected me, but it's affected my loved ones around me now with me not being well. And also, it's affected my clients and my students because I could not teach class Thursday night. So, this really started several weeks ago when my brother unexpectedly showed up at my front door. And this is the brother who I have power of attorney for. With no place to live. And I put him up in, I have a situation where I could put him up where he's not directly living in my house, but has his own sort of little space. And, but it was really stressful because I didn't know sort of like, you know, where this is going to go, how long this is going to be for, et cetera, et cetera. And still dealing with all of his things. He's So he is on a sabbatical from my house at the moment, which is good for me. But the whole situation really clamped down on me and ended up bringing me to the emergency room. Good afternoon, Kim. Hello, Lynn. Nice to see you. So anyway, and I do a lot of self-care, but yet what I was doing wasn't enough. And so when do you have to get radically different, tough and say, no, you have to walk away, that you have to do what you have to do for you. I've got a period of time where I have to dance it because my stepmom is going away on a buying trip. And, she's also very difficult to deal with. And so communication, and how do you deal with family members where communication is difficult? Because not everyone has the same level of communication. And how do you speak to them so that you are still valuing yourself without sort of falling into their defense or their level of communication? Because it's easy to spar with people, especially, if you're a charismatic leader like I am. It's really easy to pick up the sword and start sparring with them back and forth. And so I get the call last night from my stepmother because I haven't talked to her. And I said, well, I talked to Dad yesterday and he said you were going to call me. So that here you are. But she's very, very defensive. And then how do you deal with people, especially family, right around you who are like life-sucking urchins. It sounds terrible, right? But I'm being a little dramatic, so you guys kind of get the effect, right? So how do you deal with that? Well, you have to take a step back. First thing, you have to sort of chuckle about it. But when you're in the middle of really serious stuff, that can be difficult, right? And took me the emergency room visit now to really say, you know what? Done. Not putting up with people's BS. And, I can't clean up everybody's mess and I can't be everything for everybody. And that is a huge realization. I don't see any guys in the chat today. Though I often do have guys in here, so I don't want you to feel like if you watch the replay that I'm excluding you guys, because there are a lot of men out there who are real givers, right, and who really care for their families and their loved ones and so forth. So this isn't singular to women, but women tend to be the ones who give, right? Guys go off in their cave. They go hook up with their friends, they go watch football, they can detach, and they can even detach in their mind because they're so lucky in a way because their brains are literally hardwired differently where they hear something or they have a thought, it goes right to the action center of their brain before it hits the emotional center. Lucky us girls. We hear the thought or see something or hear something, goes right to our emotional center, and then it goes to action, which, in the balance of the world is a good thing, because if we were all wired the same way, then it would go right to action, and then it would be more difficult, right? Because then think of the whole world would have been exploded by now. So thank God for us, it goes to emotion first in a way, but it can be detrimental to our health. And, I have a lot of guy friends who are very soft and emotional, and their brains may be wired a little bit differently. Mm. Good morning, Aria. I see Aria is watching. Hi, honey. So she's my partner's 4-year-old granddaughter. Cool. And I'm already getting excited for the holidays with the kids, and she has a birthday coming up in January. So fun, fun, fun. So Halloween's coming, and fun time for the kids especially. All right. So let's go back to sort of like dealing with the stress of things. Maybe I'll have to talk to a kids show someday about kids who are sensitive and empathic, and what tips you can do, what things you can do to help them, for sure. That's a good idea. I'll have to put that on my calendar. All right. So radical self-love, self-care, what is it? So I was still taking the salt bath. I was still meditating. I was spending a lot of time surfing the internet, right? Wasted time. Surfing Facebook, being on the marketplace. And I went through this period where after the movers stole my jewelry, where, I was like looking on the internet to see if I could see it posted anywhere, and going to different Facebook pages and pawn shops and things like that. And it was exhausting, and I finally just had to stop. And that was the best thing I could have ever done, was just stop doing that and say, you know what? It is what it is. It's gone. Luckily they didn't take some of the jewelry I love, these silver hoops, but they things that aren't worth anything. They took anything that was worth anything. But anyhow, that was another level of stress to add to everything else that was going on, dealing with them back and forth for weeks. Happy Sunday, Kathy O. And so again, I was doing some of the things that I normally do. I was taking the salt baths. I was using my essential oils. I was doing, body scrubs and going to the, what do you call those places? The manicure and pedicure places. the spa, whatever. I was doing that. One of the things that I was not doing was I was not eating well, because I didn't make the time, or I didn't have the time to go grocery shopping, and I really didn't have the time or the energy to cook. So I was relying on, my daughter was doing grocery shopping. Dave was doing grocery shopping. They were both cooking. My daughter tends to cook healthier. But she cooks a lot of things I can't eat. She uses a lot of pasta. She uses a lot of tomatoes. And those do not work for me. So I am really super gluten sensitive. And so I was eating things that I should not eat. Everything all took its toll. And so I ended up, in the emergency room on Thursday. Luckily, I don't have to have surgery so far. I do have to go in for some more testing, but it's all digestive stuff. And, they sent me home with some prescriptions and I'm on the mend. But then yesterday, I was feeling a little bit better. I decided to go to this party, had a great time, won the pumpkin painting, a grand championship. But I eat things that I should not have eaten. And it's taken its toll on me today. And that's why I was late getting on with you guys. So how do you include, because now this is another level. Another level of radical self-care is also including our own sort of will is not really the choice, right? Our own choice, being responsible for our own choices, knowing that it might be detrimental. Okay. That is, that's putting your own oxygen mask on first. You know, like I knew when I put that brownie in my mouth, I was probably going to pay for it. And I did, and I'm still paying for it. So, Ari says hi. Hi, Aria. Maybe we can get Gramps in here and say hi. Gramps! Aria is watching the broadcast. Yeah, come on in. We're going to get Dave on here live. He like... So how, when you make choices, all right, here he comes, everybody. Come on, honey.
How you doing, everybody, on this rainy Sunday?
Rainy Sunday here in New England.
Hi, Aria.
Okay, thanks. Okay, see ya. Well, the little broadcast interruption there. Sometimes we can be our own worst enemy, and sometimes I can be my own worst enemy, right? And so by choosing, right, I chose to have that brownie, knew I was going to pay for it, but I chose it anyway. Because literally, I had been living off of pretty much soup and broth the last probably 3 weeks, trying to get this situation to simmer down. Here I go, right, get on the antibiotics, and, oh, well, you know, it's just one brownie. Well, guess what, that one brownie really hit hard. But anyway, so it's difficult when we are sort of like our own worst enemy, right? And how do you deal with that? Well, first of all, the first thing we do is we go to self-sabotage in our talking, how we talk to ourselves, right? And then it's like, oh my God, then the mind can be like, how could you have done that? You knew. So then it's being responsible for our choices and then trying to make a better choice next time, right? And then we have such critical thinking, particularly as women. And then, you know, we beat ourselves up, and that adds to more stress. So, you know, let's sort of go back to some of the things I was doing for self-care, where I was doing my salt baths, I was using my essential oils, I was doing my you know, body scrub, I was meditating, although I could have been meditating more, or I could have been doing different meditations now thinking about it. So that's one thing that I actually hadn't thought about till right now, is that I could have been thinking about doing different meditations. And one meditation that I really love that really clears my mind like no other meditation ever, because I have a really busy mind, and it does not shut off. It's constantly going. And the eco meditation by Dawson Church is the best meditation I have ever found to actually give me moments of silence in my mind. My hair is driving me crazy today, all hooked around my neck. Sorry, guys. So that's one thing I could have added in. What is to do the eco meditation, because it actually does help my mind go quiet like no other meditation I've ever found. And really about what I'm putting in. And now that I was starting to feel better, I throw myself right off track. And it's hard when you're with people and you're socializing and you're at a party and everybody's having a good time and you're bobbing for donuts and things like that. And so how do you do it and still have fun? Well, I bob for donuts and I spit the donut out as soon as I got it in my mouth, right? So I still played, but I didn't eat the donut, which in the past I would have just eaten the donut, but I chose to spit it out. But later that night, I decided I was going to eat the brownie, and there were gluten-free brownies. I could have had that, but no, I ate the regular brownie. So anyway, it's really about a combination of so many things. One thing, and I've talked about this a lot recently, is setting healthy boundaries. And what are you willing to do and what are you not willing to do? It makes a huge difference. And another part of that is when you make a decision, when you say, okay, I'm willing to do this, I'm not willing to do that, and you say to the other person, you could say I'm sorry or not, but you can say, well, you know, gee, this is what I am willing to do, and then just let it be. And the other person may be disappointed, but that's not on you, that's on them, right? And it's so hard with our kids, with the people that we love, trying to take care of ourselves and everybody else. But, you know, it's like when they tell you in the plane, you go on the plane, they tell you, you put your oxygen mask on first. Because if you don't put yours on, you're not going to be able to help your loved ones around you. So my oxygen mask is getting outside in nature. And I was also doing that. I was taking the dog for walks on the beach, but I was not, I couldn't take long walks because I was in, my level of pain was so high. So a better choice might have been to get a beach chair and sit on the beach. But I didn't think of that because the dog needed to be walked. But now looking back, it might have been a better choice for me to take the dog to the beach with a beach chair, right? Because I'm thinking, oh, getting exercise. No, it was actually causing me more harm to be doing that. And so it's easier, of course, to have hindsight than sometimes we're in the middle of things. One of the problems I was having was I was really having a hard time getting out of the headspace of, you know, dealing with everybody else's stuff. It was like 24/7. And that is that's where I was, you know, surfing on Facebook all the time and, you know, looking in the marketplace and, you know, doing whatever. And I love to find things. And also I was helping a friend sell stuff to clear out her mother's estate, which actually was a, you know, good thing because it in a sense it made me feel good helping her, and but it took a lot of time. But and then at the same time I had other stressors going on, and I was actually spending a lot of time on Facebook for that. I was trying to sell some of my brother's things. And I was renting the apartment, and it was a lot of hours and a lot of back and forth with people. And, you know, all those things combined finally came to a head over the last, Thursday. But it was building. And I was just doing too much for too many people. And I had to say enough. I had to just say enough. And it's the best thing that you can do when you set a clear, healthy boundary and you just say enough. Can somebody just let me know if I'm still on live? I just want to make sure that there's no problem with the live stream because I have so many things streaming right now. I want to be sure that it's still good to go. Because I can't see on Facebook. Oh my goodness. So there's like a million comments here that I, 1 minute ago. Oh no, I froze. Okay. I was wondering because I wasn't seeing the chat scrolling there. Let me just see. Okay, if anybody can let me know if I'm back or not, that would be great. Having some trouble here today. Okay, are we live or are we Memorex? Let's see, there's so many comments that I didn't see. Michelle, thank you so much, sending love and peace to all the world around. Okay, I can't tell, guys, if I'm on live. If you can, somebody type in the chat. Thank you, Sarah. Okay, so I think I'm back. I'm not 100% positive. I can't tell because I'm not seeing people commenting. People are asking, are you there? Oh, no, I froze. Okay. And I am not seeing the comments here. Okay. All right, guys, I'm not sure. I am still live on the Blog Talk Radio studio, so thank you guys for being patient over there. It looks like I am frozen on the internet, unfortunately. So I am going to get off out of there and go back to, let's see if I can refresh this. Oh, self-governance. Okay, Lisa, can somebody type, please, and let me know if I am on live or if I am still frozen. Sheila Source Cooper, hello, good morning, good afternoon. Okay. All right, guys. So I'm going to keep talking and then see what happens here over on Facebook. It says I'm live, but for some reason it is not seeming to be working so well. Okay. All right, I am going to jump out of the Be Live studio and go directly on to Facebook. All right, so I'm going to end this, guys, here and jump over to Facebook, and hopefully you guys will join me over there. Okay. So out of there. Internet connection was lost. Okay, let me try back over here. I've been having trouble with my internet connection. I don't know why. I think it's my computer because I have two offices and I've been having trouble in both offices. So I think it's my computer. Okay, guys, I'm back live in Facebook land. We'll see if people start popping in there. And I am still live in the Blog Talk Radio studio. All right, so welcome to the live chat. Okay. Let's see, hopefully people will come on and back there. They will find that I'm back on and go from there. All right, so first it was Blog Talk. I was having trouble. I kept getting booted out. That went on for a week. Now I'm having trouble with my internet connection and my live streaming keeps cutting out. So it's a little frustrating. I am pretty sure I need a new computer, and that's why it keeps cutting out, because, again, it's happening at both in both of my offices. Thank you, Lisa by Grace Goai, for letting me know you can see me. Yes, good. Thank you, Guinevere. So I was just saying that pretty sure I need a new computer because I'm having trouble in both offices, which are actually in different towns, with my internet connection. And I don't think the internet connection is a problem at both offices. But anyway, good. Welcome back, Fatima. Welcome back, Kim and Lisa and Guinevere. Nice to see you guys here again. All right, so I am going to go to the call line and take a caller over here in the Blog Talk studio. And if you guys, I don't know if you can come on live on Facebook. I don't know. I don't see a little camera where I can bring people up. That would be kind of fun, but I don't see that I can do that. So anyway. I'm going to go to the call and the first four, sorry, the area code is, I'm all discombobulated now because when I'm in a riff, then I lose my train of thought and then that's that. So let's see, I'm going to pull a card to get myself grounded. And so the area code, and this number looks familiar, is 914 and the last four digits are 4252. Hi caller, you're on the
Hello?
Air with Cynthia. You're on the air with Cynthia. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name is Maria.
Hi Maria, good morning. How are you? How are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
I'm in from New York.
You're in New York. Huh?
Yeah. Oh,
very
then
cool.
Very hot over here. The question I ask is, no mind, please. Somebody, they promised a letter, they promised a job to my daughter to send the contract to a summer deposit. I still don't get it. You think they're going to give it?
So somebody sent a letter to your daughter about a job?
They're supposed to send the contract.
Okay, so the phone, I think your phone is cutting out a little bit.
Yeah.
Are you on a cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay. It was just cutting out a little bit. Okay, so this is a job for your daughter. First, I have to ask if I have permission from her guide to ask a question about her, because it's sort of like it's, you know, like a privacy issue. If she were to call in and ask the same question, I wouldn't have to ask permission. But let's just see if I have permission to ask the question on her behalf.
I got a permit to my daughter. Otherwise, I know I was calling. She gave me a permit to my daughter.
Okay. What's your daughter's first name?
Kate.
Say again?
Rina.
Okay. All right. So she's asking about the job and a letter about the, or will they be sending a letter about a job offer? So I feel like it's undecided, but I feel like that she'll have a different job opportunity come up in the next, they're saying 2 to 3, let's see, days, no, week, no, month. So it looks like she's gonna, they're saying not to worry. She'll have a new opportunity coming up if this doesn't work out within the next 2 to 3 months. And then I see her like around just after the celebrating around the holidays with a new position. What does your daughter do for work?
It's some activity, you know, some write they do, you know.
Does she work with elderly people or
now she no work.
What kind of job is she trying to get?
This lady, she wants to do a contract with my daughter to be a director for the movie.
Okay. So I feel like that she does have a job opportunity coming, but by the holidays she'll be celebrating. So even if this letter doesn't come and this job doesn't work out, tell her to keep putting applications out. Because I feel like that she does have a job that's waiting for her, and she will have something to celebrate come around the holiday time.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Oh, my pleasure. You're
Thank
welcome.
You very much.
All
have
right.
A good
God
day.
Bye. Okay. Bye. Bye. All right. So, that's the stressor, right? When you don't have a job and you're looking for a new job, so forth. Oh my gosh, so many new people in here. Hi, Caitlin. Hello, Nicole. New to you. Thank you so much for joining. Caitlin from Australia. Cool. Oh, you're in the middle of the night over there. You guys are like 3 o'clock in the morning. Liked and shared. Thank you, Nicole. Yeah, so good morning, Sherry King Basile. If you like my work, please, please, please share it with your friends. I do give Cynthia bucks. So for every referral, say, for example, one of your friends comes and they have a reading, you get $25 in Cynthia bucks, and you can use it for a reading. You can use it for my classes. You can use it for Alchemy of the Earth products, which is my line of all natural bath and body products, which are formulated to help get the ickies off. And they're formulated to help with psychic debris and so forth. And the scrubs are just so wonderful that you're gonna love them anyway. Your skin feels great. And I should have been using, doing my own scrubs and more than I was for sure. So let's see. I'm so far out of my zone here now that I think I'm just gonna pull a couple of cards, and I have to get going shortly because I have to go, Dad. Sit, and he's gonna be waiting for me. So let's just pull a couple of cards. I'm gonna pull a couple of cards to see what spirit can let us know about this coming week. Actually, my guys are giving me a different question. They are saying to ask for how do we stay grounded this week. How do we stay grounded this week? Because we're coming into Mercury retrograde. We are also in the time where the veil is the thinnest in, coming into the Halloween, coming into All Souls Day, the Day of the Dead. So whatever you celebrate, this is a nice week for a lot of people. Freaks some people out. But, it's a great week. This is a really great week. To really honor your dead relative, okay? And when you see the people of the Mexican heritage, they have the Day of the Dead. And I think, I don't know, Spain does it as well. So a card just fell to the floor. What falls to the floor comes to the door. Time for a nap. So this week, right, take time to chillax. Take time. And if you're tired, literally take a nap. Time to take a rest. Take a step back. Don't overdo this week. And let's just see if, there's so many chats I didn't see here. Good morning. Hello, Michelle. Yes, I froze. I'm so sorry. Kim, are you doing the vision board class this year? Yes, I will be doing the vision board class. My next class I have coming up on November 16th is a photon-charged aroma bracelet, intention bracelet. So that workshop is coming up on November 16th. That class for all my local peeps is $45. It is, I forget how long it is. I think it's either 2 or 3 hour workshop, where You make a bracelet with crystals, and then you also will be making an essential oil blend to take home with you. And we will be doing a meditation, and you can also actually make extra bracelets as a workshop if you would like to make extras for your loved ones for holiday gifts or whatever. And then I'm just reading the chat here. What readings are you doing? Do you do playing cards? So it's funny, Michelle, because my grandmother used to read playing cards, but I don't read playing cards. But they're really kind of the same thing as the tarot, just without the major arcana. But I don't need cards actually to do readings, but I do use oracle cards because people like to sort of get the see visuals. So I don't typically use my cards in my readings, but I'll sometimes just pull a couple of cards or have the client pull a couple of cards, or if I'm doing a distance reading, then I'll pull a couple of cards. Oh, thank you, Michelle. Everyone's sending me so much love. My friend does playing cards. Yeah, playing cards are great. And they're basically the same as tarot cards without the major arcana. Serendipity fell out of the deck. All right, so if you guys really take time for yourself this week, time to just take a step back, right? And literally, maybe you might literally want to take a nap. So really this week, rest and rejuvenate, take it easy, take a step back, and then you'll have serendipity, right? So I love this card. You see the little fairy and she's sort of playing in the clover. I really, really love that. And so when you take a break, it gives you, it sort of like charges your energy banks, right? And then it allows space for new opportunities to come forward. And that's what this is all about. But if you're exhausted, then you're not going to be ready when those opportunities come forward. And it could be a work opportunity. It could be something fun that you want to do with your family. There's all sorts of things in the opportunity realm. So take it easy this week. Know that we are coming into a Mercury retrograde on, I think it starts on Halloween actually. And, don't be a human doing this week, right? Be a human being, be somebody who's doing radical self-care, loving and taking care of yourself. Do something nice for yourself this week. That's your homework. I love to give homework. So do something nice for yourself this week, even if it's just taking 10 minutes to put your feet up and have a cup of tea or coffee or chai or latte, whatever you like. Oh, I forgot. Salon Blog Talk. You guys can follow me on Facebook. I'm on Instagram, though. I don't really post there. I need to get better at that. I do have a YouTube channel, which I am just actually starting to put some effort into really getting some content on there. And you guys can follow me on Twitter and share it with your friends. I need to wrap up on the Blog Talk Radio Studio. So my website is cynthiafontaine.com, CynthiaFontaine. Sign up for my newsletter so that you guys can find out where I'm at, what I'm doing, what kind of workshops and classes I have going on. And remember, I do have your secret life code, which just began, and you can still get into that workshop, that class, if you'd like. You will get a recording of the first class, and then we have 5 live classes on Thursday night, and we will skip Thanksgiving week. But we will meet again the week after. So you guys on Blog Talk Radio, I love you so very much. Thank you for joining me week after week, year after year. I appreciate and love you guys. And I will see you soon on Blog Talk. Okay.